views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to From Here to There Radio, demystifying the journey with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Do you feel stuck moving forward? Are you ready for a life you love? Diane is dedicated to helping you be in alignment with your purpose. If you are ready for creating positive change in your life, here is your host of From Here to There Radio, Diane Garris.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey. I'm your host, Diane Garris, obviously. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. We all appreciate it. The music you heard there on the promo is my song, Mystics 9, from my award-winning CD, Mystics 9. You can find me and all of my work at my website, DianeGarris.com, or DianeGarrisMusic.com, and my new labor of love, SpaMeditations.com, where we have beautiful HD meditations for you, which are soon to be available for you on Amazon Prime. Excited about that. All right, so on the last show, we demystified happiness with Diane Wing, and we also had seven-time Grammy-nominated Will Clipman on with us briefly, like way too briefly, actually, for our New Age Notes segment, where we talked about his percussion work, his drumming, and how sound reverberates through our bodies and can help us with healing. So if you missed that, go back and go to the archive and tune in and listen to that. So today, my very special guest is Michelle Vandepas, and I'm really super excited about having her on with us because I've noticed over the years that our work has often paralleled each other's work in a lot of ways. So today, we're going to be demystifying manifesting because I think there's a lot of confusion about manifesting, like a lot, especially after The Secret came out. I think people are just generally turned off by the word manifesting anymore. And then later on, multiple award-winning New Age recording artist and flutist Sherry Finzer joins us for the New Age Notes part of our show. So be sure to stay tuned for that. And you know, Sherry built a successful record label and music business out of nothing. So it'll be really interesting to hear about that. And I'm reminding you that you can call in with your questions about anything we're talking about at 800-930-2819. And again, that number is 800-930-2819. We love to hear from you, even if it's just to say hi, so give us a call. So, a little bit about Michelle Vandepas before we bring her on. Michelle is amazing. I know her personally. She's amazing. Michelle is an author, a publisher, a risk-taking, a purpose, and business coach. She's also a TEDx speaker and lover of those who forge their own path. She's amazing. I can't wait to have her on. So currently, Michelle is a visibility, writing, and book publishing coach. Her class, The Purpose of Your Book, is featured in APSS, Bookselling University, and she is definitely your go-to gal for getting your message out in a bigger way. And I know that personally. Michelle has a lot of clout. She knows a lot of things. So she is a definite person to connect with if you want to get your stuff out there in a bigger way. She's a successful business consultant. She started three multi-million dollar companies, produced a documentary and has been an advisor to top-level business people, politicians, and already visible coaches and authors. Michelle's also a doctor of divinity, and what I love about Michelle is she brings a spiritual bent to her work. On a personal note, Michelle studies Tai Chi for meditation in motion. Love that. And she's been married 35 years. Oh my gosh, good for her. And a mom to one daughter, a granddaughter of six, been a foster mom to 10. I didn't know that about her. And she enjoys hikes, ballroom dancing, Lindy Hop, that's hilarious. And her favorite places to travel are India, Honduras, and Florida. Love Florida. And love Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Wow. Hi, Diane. You can tell how old I am because you just keep going and going on that intro. So that sort of says how old I am.
Well, you know, thank you. And I'm glad you're here. I love the intro because, like, my God, that's amazing, all of it. All right. So, you know, and welcome. Thank you. So, so much to talk about, Michelle. One of the things that you're doing now is about manifesting. Well, you've always done that. I love that about you. So I know a little bit about manifesting because I wrote 2 award-winning books on this subject. But
yes, you did.
One of the main things I think people just don't get about manifesting is that, for me, it's sort of like the concept people have of spirituality. It's like they think manifesting is something that we do. But to me, it's not. Manifesting is not separate from who we are. So, like, we just need to learn and incorporate it into our daily lives, right? So all that said, tell us, you know, for you and what you're teaching, what is that? How do you define that?
Wow. So
creative manifesting.
Creative manifesting. Yeah. And, you know, you and I haven't really talked about this in a while, so it'll be interesting to see where we might totally agree and where we might not, right?
Exactly. So, you know, I have my own ideas on this.
Right, and I do too. Right. And I'm also real willing to say there's more than one way to get where you're going in life, right?
I love that.
And that's why these dialogues are so important, because I think some of the gurus out there or the teachers say this is the only way, and then if it doesn't work for you, you feel bad or you feel shamed or you feel like you're not good enough. And,
well,
there's always another way.
I agree. And you know what? I think when The Secret came out, everybody got really attached to that whole deal about, let me do this in a linear way. Let me do this with my mind. So I'm going to write myself a check. I'm going to put it on my refrigerator. I'm going to stare at it. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to put a lot of mental energy on it. And that was where, you know, I digressed from The Secret. I'm like, wait a minute, you can't do that linearly. You cannot do manifesting in a linear way. You have to do it multidimensionally as a full-bodied person, mind, body, spirit, right?
Amen. So, absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, and I like to say creative manifesting because it takes connecting in with the part of ourselves that's willing to dream, connect with a part of our soul that puts us alive, that keeps us alive in spirit, in joy, that creative part of our soul that I think is just direct connection to the divinity, call it whatever you want to call it, right? But that's
right.
The creative part of us, and that's where manifesting comes from. And I also want to be clear that I talk with people who literally don't have anything and they're trying really hard to manifest, right? And
Right.
If you're not getting what you want, don't go into shame and you're bad and it's not working, right? There's so many moving parts in the universe. So part of it is timing, part of it is thinking, dreaming, believing, doing, creating, living it, being it with all your senses, whatever it is that you want. And then you got to let it go. Right? You got to let it go.
That's the part people don't get, right?
Yeah, you hang on too tight. You know, it's like anything. I've got a teenage daughter. Everybody out there, pray for me. So, you know, hang on too tight. We all know how that's going to work out, right? And it's the analogy of holding sand too tight in your hand.
Right.
It'll just slip right through. That's true for love, relationships, anything. You can't hang on to any belief or idea so tightly that there's no room for the spark, for the creativity, for the divine, for the unknown, for the mystery of the world to come. And that's the part about creativity and creative manifesting that I love, is when you leave room for that, all kinds of things can happen. And, you know, we all used to do the mantra, you're going to have to remind me, you know, I want this or something better or whatever's in my best interest, right? That mantra that was going around 20 years ago. And I think it's because we knew intuitively that we had to, when I say we, I'm just talking about the collective we out there. But we knew intuitively that we don't always know what's best for us or how it's going to happen.
Well, and you know, so, you're right. I mean, it's the control issue thing, right? I'm going to control how this takes place, right?
Well, we're taught that. Yeah, we're taught we're in control of our destiny, especially as Western women in the last 20 years, we can take control of our destiny.
Well, you know, that all, exactly. And not just women. Not just women, but I think...
Not just, right.
All right, so here. So we definitely need to take a little break here. But I love that, you know, we're talking about, you know, the heart-centered marketing, and I want to get into that. So when we come back, that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Hi, and we're back, and my guest tonight on From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey, is Michelle Vandepas, and we are trying to demystify manifesting. So, Michelle, welcome back, and tell me a little bit about, you know, what is heart-centered marketing? What is that? And, and then what does somebody do if they're, they say, well, I'm not a creative person, so I don't know how to do creative manifesting. What is that? So go ahead.
Yeah, great. So, Okay, so the first thing is I'm going to flip your questions. Everybody's creative. We hear that. But sometimes we just don't know how to tap into it. We're all creative, though. We're creative beings just being on the planet. You don't have to go do anything. It doesn't mean you have to go create art. It just means you allow yourself to go into the space of mystery and then see what wants to come forth. Sometimes journaling helps that process, right? Journaling might help.
Right.
Walking for me helps. Walking in Tai Chi helps me. Meditating might help. Most people have something they do intuitively to help them get them in that space. Maybe it's knitting. It's usually something out of your head. Could be running. And when you're in that space, you feel more connected. You feel more connected to yourself. That's actually what I call the creative space. And it's the place where mystery can unfold. So you're in that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
And when you're in that space, so let me just finish this thought. When you're in that space, you are going to be more heart-centered. And so that's the second part of your question about heart-centered marketing, right?
Okay. So what I love about that is, well, a bunch of things, obviously. But people, when you say creative, they do think arts. And they're not thinking like alignment or root chakra. Okay, so to me, the way you just put this is perfect. Because we don't have to be like creative in the arts. We're not going out and sculpting something. We don't have to do that. We don't have to paint. We don't have to sculpt. We just have to get in alignment. And then when you're walking or you're meditating, now you come to the heart-centered marketing part, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Now.
And so here, the marketing part scares the bejesus out of everybody, even myself, and I've been marketing my own businesses for 30 years, right? It is immediately our shackles go up. We have to go sell something to someone who doesn't want what we have,
right?
In reality, it's not like that at all. In reality, we have to get out of our own way, open our hearts, and think about who we can serve. Who are we here to serve?
I love that. Here, you told me something years ago, that really helped me. And it was just that one thing, but it really helped me. And I didn't say, well, this is heart-centered marketing. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. You said the social media and the newsletter stuff, it's all just a conversation. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, how did I possibly miss this? Right. So,
right.
I think I do heart-centered marketing because, you know, what I thought I was doing it at the time, but I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not having a conversation with these people. I'm just going, here's my thing, here's where you buy it, blah, blah. Okay, so when we're talking about heart-centered marketing, you're saying about have a conversation and connect with people. I mean, really connect with them, not just go, you know, here's my thing and here's what I'm doing, right?
And you got to put out your offer. So let's be clear. If you don't tell people what you're selling, nobody's going to buy it, right? Because they won't know.
Right.
So you do have to tell people what you're selling. But you do it from a place of... So most of us go into desperation energy when we're selling. Like, I'm going to put this out here and nobody's going to buy, so I'll just keep my fingers crossed and hope. On a wish, we've all done it. And the thing is, if we can stay in the space of, I'm going to email my list, I'm going to put something out on social media, I'm going to do it from a place of, I am willing to love my clients and my prospective clients enough to put this out so that if they're called, they can come forth and we can have a conversation and they can buy and I can serve.
Right. I love that. And the most important thing, like you told me years ago, hello, it's a conversation. Don't lead in here with, here's my thing and here's where you buy it.
Right.
Like
So you may be at that place with some of your clients. But probably no one, if they've never heard of you, you can't go straight to that place. In like traditional marketing is you walk into a store, and this happens now. I'm a member of Costco. I go to Costco and they give me free things to try, right, to eat.
Right.
Or you go into Trader Joe's or wherever. They give you little tastes. That's their way of having a conversation. Let's see if you like what I have first. Let's open up. Let's connect first. Once you have tried the cracker and you decide you like it, then you can just go straight and buy it, straight to the box and buy it, right? Most people need a little bit of an introduction to who you are, what you're offering. That's where the conversation comes in.
Yeah.
The other piece about it, and this is just a different way to frame social media, because we all get hung up on the social media piece, is think of it, if you've been around the business world a while, you probably have gone to a networking event, a Chamber of Commerce mixer, some kind of breakfast club, something. And just think of social media the same way. You talk about things you would talk about at a professional business casual setting, like an after-hour mixer. And so you're not going to just put out what you sell. You're going to come in with the idea of connecting with a few people and talking about what you do and what the other person does and what's interesting in the world right now. You might even talk about the weather first. And that's how social media should be, right?
You know, I agree completely. I mean, you know, like you really... Really, that really hit home with me. I was like, wait a minute, because you said, okay, I went to your website and the very first thing you're asking me is for money. And I'm like, I didn't even realize that.
Sorry, it was so harsh to you, Diane.
it was really, really helpful. I mean, not just
good.
In terms of that. It's just in terms of like how I'm relating to a website visitor, or not just manifesting, but how am I relating to a website visitor? How am I relating to a newsletter person? You know, and it has to all be, when we're talking about heart-centered marketing, it has to be genuine and it has to come from your heart. It's not, here's my stuff. You don't walk up to someone at a Chamber of Commerce thing and go, okay, here's my thing, here's where you buy it. You just don't do
that.
Well,
some people do. It doesn't really work. Right? That's
right.
Where some you or I might get that weird vibe like, I'm going to walk away from this person. It doesn't feel right. Because you can tell they're just out there pushing, rather than in an ebb and flow.
Right, ebb and flow. And that brings me to the yin and yang thing. So tell me, like, what you're teaching with manifesting, how does the yin and yang fit in here? What do we need to know that about?
Well, it's a metaphor. It's just it's another archetype or another metaphor to help us wrap our brains around all this stuff. Because when we're talking about creative manifesting, heart-centered marketing, you do still have to do some things. So you can be all you want. You can put that check up on your refrigerator, but at some point you have to do some things. And so that's like the male-female, the yin and yang, the being and the doing. It's all the different sides of the same coin. And so you connect with your heart. You think about who you're here to serve. You put your offer together in a way that values yourself and values the prospective customer. And then you actually have to do something with that information. Write the email. Put something up on social media. Go to a breakfast meeting and talk to people. And so that's the female-male side, the being and the doing side, the yin and the yang. So I talk about it in those terms. And I also talk about it that if something doesn't feel quite right or you feel like you're pushing energy, give a little bit and go a slightly different direction. It doesn't mean you have to stop everything, throw your hands up in frustration and say, well, this didn't work for the 3 milliseconds in the universe that I tried it, so I must be going in the wrong direction. The universe is telling me to stop. I don't believe that's true. I think sometimes we just have to step back into the mystery for a minute, back into the feminine, and allow some new information to come in or allow the energy to just give a little bit and then go back into doing. Go back into action rather than what I see is people just often just give up. They think it's a sign from the universe that I'm supposed to just give up.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Okay, so the yang is the doing and the yin is kind of the creative. So, right? I mean, okay.
Yep.
So we have to take a little break here, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about magnetizing, which is very popular, and mission-based entrepreneurship.
Perfect. Okay. Yay.
Yay.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit nancycococoaching.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
And we're back. I'm your host, Diane Garris. My guest tonight is Michelle Vandepas. We're talking about manifesting and creative manifesting and all kinds of things like that. So, welcome back. If you want to call us and if you have a question for Michelle, then the number to call is 800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Be sure to stay tuned for the next segment, which is with the multiple award-winning Sherry Finzer, and she's going to be telling us about how she built a successful record label out of nothing. She's amazing, so you want to stay tuned for that. Now, Michelle, welcome back. So, before we went to break, kind of started, you know, I want to talk about magnetizing because I think, you know, magnetizing is like this buzzword. Let's magnetize ourselves to the frequency and then get what we want. Okay. And then, so I want to discuss that a little bit, demystify that. And then also, I want to talk about, you know, what you say, what you frame as mission-based entrepreneurs. So let's start with the magnetizing thing because what is it?
So my understanding of magnetizing and how I like to explain it is that we open our heart, and I think HeartMath has done some research on this, that you open your heart and you will naturally attract other people at the same frequency as you, or at least the frequency that they need when you're selling something. So, you know, we were talking offline a while ago about, you know, I can put out a magnet for a lover, but I don't want three. I have one husband, thank you very much. So we're sort of taught that if you just put out your magnet, everybody will come rushing to it or everything will come rushing to it. And I think it's more discerning than that. We put out a clear vision and intention about what we want, and that's the resonance that goes out into the universe to help find what is magnetized to that intention. You still have to do some things. You still have to be engage all your senses. You do have to use your brain. You might want to put the check up on your refrigerator, and then you want to go sell something. So it's, I don't think there's just one magic pill. I think it's a variety. Life is complicated and messy. You and I both know that. We've lived long enough. Right. You know, there's no one answer. And life is complicated.
It is. And it is messy. And here, we can try to control it as much as we want, and even in terms of manifesting. But what I think one of the things with manifesting is you need to be in alignment with your mind, body, spirit. And that's where I think people get derailed, you know?
Yes.
And so you can put all that linear energy you want on a thing, and it is not going to happen, okay? And I also think, and I think this is, like, supremely important, I think we need to factor in our soul contracts within this thing. So a lot of people signed up for some pretty hard things, and they can put the check on the fridge and do a lot of things, and nothing's happening. So that's a soul contract. That tells you something. So that's a whole different show.
Yeah, all right. I'm coming in on that one. I'm going to come listen right. on that one. Yeah, sure. And some of it's divine timing, too.
Right, exactly. So I think to not try to control the manifesting, and you made a point in the beginning of the show about going, okay, we need to let go. So one of the mistakes people do in manifesting is they don't let go. They go, okay, I'm going to just attach to this thing, and it's just going to happen because I'm putting all this energy. So the letting go process is the place where you say mystery and I say miracles, and that yep. is that place. So you have to yes. let go. So you can put that intention out, just like you said, because you need to have that intention. That intention needs to be in alignment, and then you let go, right? Agree with me?
Yep. I totally agree with you. And the way to let go sometimes is to walk, meditate, prayer, write.
Yeah.
Wash dishes, get in your body, run.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Get out of your
exactly.
head. Sometimes that's because exactly. we need to know, our brains need to know, well, how do I let go? How do I let go? Tell me what to do, right?
Right.
So
that's
what
right.
you do is one of those things.
Exactly. And that takes you back into the spiritual place of yourself. And that's where yeah. you come into that alignment. And that's where you come in your heart-centered stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yep, we get it.
Yeah, we get it. We're women who get this. So if you, so here, give all of us now, tell us like kind of a rundown of here, of where people can find you, all of that, but I do want to also get into the whole concept of mission-based entrepreneurs. So if you can fit that in here, that's great. Tell us
Perfect.
Where to find you, what you do, what is a mission-based entrepreneur, and all of that. And then
right.
also, you have a giveaway, so let's go with all of that. So I think we have
okay.
about 5
And it's
minutes.
All connected, right? It's all connected.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
a mission-based yeah. entrepreneur is someone who is making some money or wants to make some money and resonates with anything we've said here today. There are plenty of people who make tons of money who would not resonate with any of this. There are plenty of people who are very successful entrepreneurs who get up, set the goals, work, work, work all day, make lots of money, come home, eat and go to bed and rinse and repeat. That works for a certain segment of the population. The rest of us feel like there's something more. There's a different way that we have to do it. Or that doesn't yeah. work for us for whatever reason. And
yeah.
those are the people that I talk to, and I call them mission-based entrepreneurs. Often they're authors, coaches, teachers, musicians,
psychic
practitioners, holistic
right.
practitioners, all those kinds of people who feel like they're here to make a difference on the planet.
Yeah.
They may not know exactly how or why, but they sense something inside themselves that they're not just here to set a bunch of goals, make a bunch of money, and then rinse and repeat tomorrow. They
exactly.
might like to do that, but they know there's something more. And,
exactly.
and to that end, I co-lead a community of mission-based entrepreneurs to help them be in alignment with their own marketing, getting their message out into the world. I have calls, trainings, online things, in-person retreats and workshops, all kinds of things. And so I'd like to give you that website, if that's okay.
Yes, please do.
So that is thematrix.world, and you can go find my mission statement up there and how, if you are a mission-based entrepreneur, how this community might serve you and how you might serve it. So it's thematrix.world. And then I think just to make things easy and simple, I'm going to put a link to my site at the, I think there is a link, but I'll make sure there's a link to my site at the bottom there, because my name's harder to spell, and that's michellevandepass.com. And there I have a free gift where you can get a myth-busting webinar on why do what you love and the money doesn't always follow, but how to make it so. Because I think we all are told, just do what you love and the money will follow. If the money's not following, you're not in resonance, or you're not doing what you're meant to be doing, or you're not here, you're not following your purpose. And again, I think the world, the real world's messier than that. And so I created a webinar on how to do what you love and all the myths around why the money doesn't follow, and then some things you can do to help strengthen and align so that it does.
I love this, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Because really, this is what was, you know, integrated in the mass consciousness about do what you love and the money follows, and that is not true. So for anybody, it is just not true. For any, I've been doing what I love for, I don't know, since I arrived. It doesn't mean that the money follows. That it isn't really about money. It's more sometimes about sacred contracts and how things sort of interweave. And so you can do a lot of things in between here. But, you know, I think, too, if you don't get, like, the bigger picture of, like, some of those soul contracts, you can do anything and you're not getting it. But
yeah,
a different show. Yeah. A totally different show, and doesn't matter. But loving this webinar. All right. So again, Michelle, where can I get the webinar?
So I'm going to put a link on the matrix.world at the very bottom to my site where they can go straight and get, because that'll be the easiest thing. I'm going to go do that right now. It'll be up in 5 minutes. But the matrix.world at the very bottom, you'll see a link to my site, which has the free webinar, and you can also find out information about the joining our community, and if you feel called to be in alignment with your own marketing, your own business, doing your purpose, and finding ways to have the money come in as well.
Right. And thank you so much, Michelle, for being on the show. I think we have to go to break. And then stay tuned, because we're going to have multiple award-winning Sherry Finzer flutist with us. And she's going to be telling us how she started a successful record label from absolutely nothing. So, Michelle, thank you for everything. Anybody out there, everyone out there, if you need marketing, Michelle is your person. And thank you.
Thank you. I love you, Diane. I can't wait till we see you next again. Okay. Bye.
Always.
Bye.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst?
Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, Navigating Through Life's Transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, Navigating Through Life's Transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
And welcome back to the show, From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey. I'm your host, Diane Giz. And I have with me now Sherry Finzer, who is an award-winning, well, actually multiple award-winning musician. And Sherry, hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm happy to have you here. So a little about Sherry before we get going here. And this is a super short segment, so I want to get to like a lot of things here if we can. So Sherry Finzer is her name. She believes that music can heal, and we know that it can. She's a Phoenix-based flutist, performer, composer, and she runs the record label called Heart Dance Recordings. This is a label that consists of artists with a focus on healing music. And Sherry's sound has been influenced by a lot of different genres of music that she's played and the variety of artists she's collaborated with. So Sherry also creates ethereal music for spas or maybe even some upbeat music for road trips. Love her road trip music. And she uses several different flutes, like low flutes and I think some concert flutes and so on. But the point is, Sherry's won multiple awards from Zone Music Reporter for her album, Let There Be Light, Best Relaxation Meditation Album, Trilogue, her collaboration with Will Quitman, I believe it was, Best Album Acoustic, 2016, Flute Flight, love this album, Best Relaxation Meditation Album of 2015, and the Sanctuary albums, which also are amazing. Okay, you're amazing. Thank you for being here. This is one of my heroes, Sherry, really. Okay, so We have such a short time here, but what I want you to just kind of go through, because we were talking about manifesting with Michelle Vanvitas there in our last segment. You know, tell me a little bit about something. Okay, I know you're an award-winning flutist. And oh, by the way, I want to get in here because it's so interesting, I think. I asked Sherry, like I interviewed her many years ago for something, and I said to her, is it flutist or flautist? And she, remember that question?
Yeah.
Sherry said to me, well, we don't play the flute, okay? So, everybody, I love that. So it is.
Yeah, I like to call it I refer to it as flutist. My teacher, when I was classically trained, always told me that flautist was the French pronunciation. Flutist is the American. That's what she always told me. I don't know if it's true, but I play the flute. Well, so I'm a flutist.
Hey, right. And I love that either way it goes, because we don't play the flute. All right. So
right.
We don't. All right. So Sherry plays many flutes. So tell me a little bit, Sherry, about one day you decided to say, I'm building a record label. And then I'm looking at you, I think 2 years later, Heart Sounds Records is just killing it. So tell me, like, because I know it's in alignment with what you do. You just don't say, okay, I'm a flutist and I'm going to make a record label. So tell me something about,
I mean, if, you know, somebody had asked me 5 or 10 years ago what I'd be doing, I would never have thought I'd have this label that is, I think, quickly rising and becoming recognized. But it started out with just my music on the label. And, you know, I would play with or hear other musicians, and they didn't know what to do with their music. So I thought, well, let me help you get the music out there. So I just started taking other artists onto the label. And it was about 2.5 years ago where I thought, you know, let me try to actually build a label full of artists that are devoted to creating music that can be used in a healing manner. So I just started taking other artists on board. And at first I was seeking out artists. If I liked their music, I reached out to them. But now I don't even have to do that anymore, because people are just contacting me and they want to be part of the label. So, you know, I feel very grateful for that. And, you know, I don't think that would be happening if we weren't making some progress with our music.
You're amazing. The music is amazing, the healing music. And it goes with everything we were talking about with Michelle about, you know, the alignment. And it wasn't that you just woke up one day and said, let me write myself a piece of paper on my refrigerator that says Heart Dance Record Label. You didn't do that. You just go, okay, what can I do from the place that I'm in, and who am I, and what do I do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really more about helping people, because, you know, as a professional musician, we have to get our revenue in many different ways. And when you're first starting out, I mean, it takes a while to start building up sales and building up streaming revenue. And so it's more of a passion right now. And, you know, I'm hoping that down the road, the Heart Dance becomes as well known as Windham Hill was. And it's been a lot of work, but, you know, I get up in the morning and I'm at my computer, and I'm usually there till midnight, and somewhere in between, maybe I'll exercise and eat a couple meals. And some days I get to pull my flute out and practice, but, you know, I look forward to days in the recording studio, because that's kind of my sanctuary these days. But I never thought I'd be spending all these hours on the computer promoting the music and trying to get it out there and helping all these artists. So that's really just my vision, is to have music help people in some manner. And when you get contacted by somebody who your music has really affected, it's very powerful and it's very moving. So,
yeah,
for me, that's what it's about.
Yeah, and that goes back to what we were talking about with Michelle about heart-centered marketing. And it's no accident that, you know, I have you on the show, and your record label, Heart Dance Records, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I mean, we have like 2 minutes, Sherry, and I'm sorry this is so short. But here, my last guest, I have Will Clippin on. You've done several collaborations with him. Mm-hmm. So, So the new CD, let's talk about it really briefly. Somewhere new, available on every place you can imagine, because you are an expert marketer. I listened to it. I love it. It is amazing. Amazing,
oh,
amazing. It's going to win another award. Somewhere new, where can people get it? Everywhere, right?
Yeah, Amazon, iTunes, if you're streaming, okay. Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Deezer, any of those places.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. All right, so here. And then you have a little giveaway for people, right? So, which yep. doesn't seem fair because you've only been on here for a few minutes. But
you're fine.
Okay, but here, I'm encouraging everybody. Sherry's CD, Let There Be Light, Trialogue, Best Acoustic Album of 2016, Zone Music, Let There Be Light was the best relaxation album, right? And the Sanctuary mm-hmm. series, okay, amazing. That's what you're giving away, right, the Sanctuary. Tell everybody where, how they can get this. Because, okay, well, all right, we got to go because we're done. All right, quickly.
Okay.
SherryFinzer.com, right? SHERRY.com. Mm-hmm. And then, Okay. And how do they get the giveaway? Go ahead, because we're out of time, actually. Producer, just
okay, if they send an email, are we done?
Yeah.
If they send an email to info@heartdancerecords.com, I will collect all those emails and I'll choose one and do a drawing, and then I will contact that person and send out the trio of Sanctuary CDs.
All right, darling. Thank you so very, very much. And someday we'll do a whole show. And thank you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Good night, everyone. All right, we're doing it.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for listening to From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey, with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Diane is dedicated to helping you be in alignment with your purpose by implementing real-life strategies for getting unstuck and moving forward. For more information on this show, or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com. That's DianeGarris.com.